Welcome to Chapter 10. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to talk to you on marketing research for active marketing. Marketing research for effective marketing is the topic for this. And the learning objectives of this particular chapter is understanding the concept of marketing research. It's a science in itself of researching the market. We will learn also about the marketing research in travel and tourism specific. So we will know the concept of marketing research in general, and then we will put our attention in learning about the market research in tourism industry. We will understand the various method of marketing research used in travel and tourism industry. There are different methods. We will touch them. We will touch and discuss onto them. Then we will also know about the steps in conducting an effective marketing research, because the outcome is important for which the market research is being carried out. That is why you must know the step, and we will go through with the steps. First, generally what marketing research means, we pay attention to this particular word and the substance behind it. Marketing research is an organized information process. So marketing research doesn't go haywire. It's a process that is organized. A set agenda is formed in organizing that research, getting information process, which has to do with gathering, processing, analysis, storage, and dissemination of information to facilitate and improve the decision. So you see a lot of factors involved in it, right from the organized work for processing, gathering, analyzing it, storing them, and then dissemination of information. So whatever comes out of all this exercise is to facilitate and improve the decision making for which the market research has been done. So this is quite informative work where a lot of elements are put into it as a work. So most of the marketing decision require answer as to who, what, when, where, how, and why. So these are all questions that come up with one, each question giving an answer for one, all of them. So the marketing decision is requiring answers. That's why we carry on to that marketing research. Marketing research and their users. There are three columns here, and each column has its own weightage and meaning for which market research is done. Step by step, we'll go through all that. The first is research type. What type of research has to be carried on? And for us, here is the market analysis and forecasting, analyzing the market. And what is the forecast that you have to give, what you look as a future activity. And why this is done? This is done, analyzing and forecasting is done for planning some marketing activities. And what we pick up as the subject in this first exercise of market analysis and forecasting, the topics that are for research, measurement of and projection of the market share. If you are putting up a new product in the market, what will be, how you can project this, what will be the measurement? I mean, at what scale and what share you would get? Imagine someone launching a new soft drink. So in that market planning, you would need to research about what currently exists as a soft drink in the market. And if you add identical product, will you be able to capture additional market, extra market, or you will be taking the share of the existing market? So that's the subject. How much quantity will be your additional share, or what will be the suitable categories of market segment and product size? So quite a detailed subject of research is focused on. The second type of research refers to customer research. Who would be ready to buy that? In that, you would do a segmentation. You would look for branding and positioning. For example, somebody would like to launch a hot air balloon in Mumbai. Just an example. So which are the brand, what segment of the consumer would be accepting this, and how and where you would put and position that product? So in this, the subject of research would be quantitative measurement of the customer awareness. How many consumer would be getting awareness of this market research for the customer? How will be aware of it? What will be their preferences and attitude and purchasing pattern? Depending on the price that you would offer. I give you the example of a hot air balloon. So how many customers will be aware of it? How many would prefer that as hot air balloon here? Whether it is practical or not also will be a subject of research. What type of hot air balloon would be successful, whether practical or not practical, all that will be that research work. And this is an example, my dear student. What will be attitude and purchasing pattern? And what would be the qualitative assessment of the customer needs, perception and aspiration? How would you bring in the new product in the market? How would that product be taken by the end user? What will be the aspiration for that? So with the market, we do another exercise, product price studies. I mentioned in the previous slide, what will be your product and what the product will be formulation and how it will be presentation that you have to do. How would that be launched? What price you will fix and what will the market assessment. This will be again another research that would go on. So measurement and customer who would be testing this and who would be using it and utilize this new product with the price, whether the pricing would be acceptable in the market. So that will be the subject of research. Another research with regard to promotion and sales research. So in that, what is used for is efficiency and effectiveness of the communication. How much will be the impact of it? How much it will be accepted by the end user to whom you are addressing this research? And the promotion success would all depend on the sales part. So what would be the subject in this? Measurement of the customers. What would be the major reaction of the customer in advertising and responsible to sales promotion and sales force effectiveness? So if you like to hire a team to launch that product and do a sales promotion, what type of a sales team you should have, who should effectively put your product, and that would be the subject of research. Another type of a research in front of us is a distribution research. Now, what does distribution refer means to? Efficiency of distribution network, whether that will be able to be distributed in a specific market or consumers. And the subject again would be, what will be the distributor awareness of the products? Stocking and display of the brochure and effectiveness of the merchandising, including retail, audit, and occupancy studies. So quite a number of topics will be, or quite a number of subjects will be part of this research with regard to distribution research. Acceptance, awareness, product, stocking, display. If you are bringing in a product that needs a lot of stocking element, then you have to address it to that. Another research type refers to evaluation and performance and monitoring studies. So this will come only when the product is being launched for which the research was carried on. And that marketing research, you evaluate and monitor what has been done, what has been presented in the market. So overall control of the marketing result and product quality control. This exercise of evaluation is done for controlling the marketing result, whether it went perfectly fine, it went 50-50, it was rejected. All that marketing result will be the subject for our research. And of course, the topic that will be put up into that is the measurement of customer satisfaction. How much customer accepted it, whether it was accepted with satisfaction or they were unhappy about this altogether. And by the product's element, this was a shortfall in a product. Like many of the airlines, when they launch specific flight, many a time the flight is withdrawn for certain reason. So they will do evaluation. Why did this service fail? It only ran for one season of winter and then it was withdrawn. So they will measure the customer satisfaction level and byproduct element, including measurement through marketing tests and experiment and use of mystery shoppers. Now, this factor has to be borne in mind. What a mystery shopper? A mystery shopper is generally somebody who calls on behalf of the same product but inquires how much awareness of the product has gone in the form of product knowledge. And these mystery callers or mystery shoppers play an important role in the research work. They could be the same companies people planted in the market to study the launch of the product. Continuing with the market research categories now, we need to pay attention to the marketing research categories. What does that suggest? And wow, we have to be careful in the categories awareness. First is the continuous and ad hoc. Continuous research will go on all the time, but ad hoc will be picked up for a specific job only. Say a product has to be launched in a specific state or in a specific country. For that, it will be an ad hoc research that will be carried out. But continuous, which means monitoring the whole thing of awareness of the product on a continuous research, which means ongoing round the year or round 6 months or whatever time period that has been fixed for that. Then marketing research, another category is quantitative and qualitative, to check about the quantitative strength and the qualities linked to that particular research exercise. Also, primary and secondary, which means very basic or advanced on the secondary state, which is above primary level. Then omni and syndicated. Omni specifically focus on some particular thing or group of various things as a syndicate, that market research. And then, of course, the occupancy studies. So with all this, we move to the next slide in understanding market research in travel and tourism. As we are learning on travel and tourism marketing, we have to come after general understanding of research. We now come and start linking it to travel and tourism. So type of information that could be research. One is customer characteristic. So you research on customer's characteristic, whether it's a family that you are researching, couple, group, based on age and income, based on purpose for their trip, etc., and you carried on. Generally, a lot of countries have format of filling up arrival forms where they obtain certain information, which in turn is fed into their detailed information and data collection, and that is taken from them and put into the tabs that you and WTO provide to gather information. We are not going much into detail, but try to understand why market research is being carried on. So based on the family and couple, you will do as customizing them as your customer and find out how much a family comes with their spending capacity, how many nights a family stays, this type of research, or different age people, what type of hotel they like, where they stay more close to beach, in the downtown, in resort, two-star hotel, three-star, five-star hotel, etc. What is their income? Are they earning less than $5,000 or they earn more than $5,000 per annum and so on? This type of research. Why they have come for that? Another research. Why they have come for a holiday? For leisure, for business, for medical attention, for shopping, for any other thing. All that has to be identified as a market segment. Moving further, what attracted to your business, to your destination, or to your competitor's business? So this type of questions are being asked in that market research. What attracted them to come to us? Say, why you are visiting Thailand? Or why you are visiting India? What attracted you? A generic question coming to our mindset. And before, is it your first trip? Or have you been to India or Thailand before that? What are the product features that attracts you? As I mentioned, you would question them, do you love to go for beaches? You like to go to theme parks? Or you like to go to entertainment area, etc. So what are your competitive advantages and disadvantages? All these questions are asked because it put weightage to what and do a SWOT analysis sort of a thing. What are the advantages that you have on others or what others score on you? Because that will help in the form of a research to develop your product in a better format. How they heard about you? This type of a question we normally see in different research work. Where did you hear about our product? Through email, social media, word of mouth, or advertisement? All these type of questions come to you in a research. And the outcome would enable them to distribute and understand where your product was popular, that attract more attention. And possibly could be more investment done in an area where information was made less available. Another area, that type of information that could be researched, is how well in advance the customer decided to visit you. So focus on, so sometime you would say, I decided and booked my trip 1 month in advance. Sometimes people plan 2 months in advance. There are certain travelers who have been booking 4 to 5 months in advance. On an average, it is now believed worldwide that most travelers book maximum 59 days in advance, say 2 months, not more than that, because there are a lot of unexpected things that suddenly can happen. Of course, there are certain travelers in the research, they would say that we have booked in 1 year in advance, but to protect for any unknown thing that could happen, they insure. So if any unseen scenario arises, they have insurance to cancel. That's a different thing. So information collection is based on how well in advance the customer has booked and decided to visit. How long would you stay? And how much they spend? I mentioned this. What was your spending per day? So if you're 5,000, generally they have done an exercise wherein they put it. Someone is earning $5,000 per day, so his spending capacity will not be more than $40. They cannot count on every dollar a tourist spend. There is a formula that is adopted, and on the basis of that, it is done. You all must know that statistical data that is collected has variation. It is not 100% perfect. But yes, you cannot do it even 100% in research. There is plus and minus anything from 5 to 10% and accepted. So what they think of experience? So how did you like your visit to XYZ places? What are your expectations and did we meet? Exceeded? Where we can improve? Advice on that. What was the thing that you liked and liked more? So these were some of the information and services research they do. Another marketing research category is continuous, ongoing, which means daily, weekly, monthly, or research on a periodic basis. So which type of research are they? Data on revenue, market share, booking type, and patterns. For example, Director General of Civil Aviation would on a daily basis release a report how many flights departed on time and on a specific date, what was the percentage of on-time departure by A airline, B airline, C airline, and which airline ranks high on the late departure. And they could put up a research work why X airline has always been delayed in departure. This is our continuous research that is ongoing, rather in a form of a data collection. So that DGCA, I'm giving you example, which is Director General of Civil Aviation, would know that A or X airline always depart late. They can put up a question mark. Why your flights depart late always? And they may have their own reason to explain. Also the data on revenue. How much revenue you have been getting? Is it increasing? And if increasing, at what share you are getting? What type of booking did you get? How did you generate booking? What was the pattern? Did it come through online or through other source? Were the customer of service level? Generally, this is categorized by 1 to 10, 1 remaining most poor, and 10 at the excellent level. This type of data is collected because, again, the services and satisfaction are intangible effort. They are intangible, so it can be only counted at the level the satisfaction comes in. These are all continuous marketing research that they go on a regular basis. I gave you the example of counting on aircraft departure, which is on a daily basis, and then weekly they report or monthly they report. The month of September, 55% on-time departure. Now you will search why. Why not 70 or 80 or 90%? Why? Because of the weather being bad at Mumbai airport due to monsoon. As a result, most flights were delayed. I'm just giving you an example to understand the market research on continuous research. Ad hoc, as the name suggests, done for a specific exercise to solve a specific problem in marketing that requires research, like ad hoc reports that are done. General reports come on a weekly, daily, monthly basis. But ad hoc report is given on a specific, like an inquiry has to be formed. Why did an aircraft, what happened to aircraft when it's slided? Inquiry. That's an ad hoc sort of a research that would go on. So to solve a specific problem, and now we relink it to the marketing that requires research relevant to a particular problem or a situation. Is the newly designed guidebook for a visitor attraction is generating a revenue? For example, Thailand publishes a book, Vegetarian Restaurants in Bangkok, which would come handy for most of the tourists who love to know which are the restaurants and food joints serving vegetarian food. And they printed 1,000 brochures. And they noticed most vegetarian restaurant noticed more customer coming and having vegetarian food. This is an exercise that would go on. Yes, money invested in printing that book resulted into more footfall in vegetarian restaurant. This was just an example, a newly designed guidebook. And it goes on like that for many ad hoc reports, which is done for a specific problem solving or getting a feedback on a specific research that they would like to take. Another would be an Indian style instead of a full service breakfast. I give the example of Indian food or vegetarian food. So if you are in Dubai and staying in some hotel with a 3-star, how many customers enjoyed the Indian breakfast? Despite they being Indian, how many opted for continental or Western or American breakfast? This happens in Dubai. You go to Dubai hotel, especially 2 or 3-star hotel, or even in Thailand for that matter, I have seen that they have a different area for Indian type of a breakfast and Western type of a breakfast. And they would count how many guests would be going for puri bhaji, idli, dosa, all that type of a breakfast, or Western type of a breakfast like omelette, toast, and cornflake, etc. This is some sort of an ad hoc report. They introduced for the first time whether it attracted or not. A cruise liner decides to have a theme night on a particular 7-night itinerary as an Indian theme night. So how many people love to have Indian food on cruise ship? That would be an exercise as an ad hoc. And they noticed not many passengers on cruise ship loved Indian food. So they continue with their traditional way of serving continental, Italian, Caribbean, or French nights. Yeah, this is a practical example I'm sharing. Because Indian food for many international, especially American and European, they feel is too pungent, too hot for them. Example. So that type of an ad hoc market research would go on. So does the market potential justify investment in new project? So a hotel has been built and they would like to see if this hotel will be successful or not. That type of an ad hoc report. Like there is no hotel with a 2-star pricing. This is, I'll take you back to a very old committee that was formed in 1966, under the leadership of L.K. Jha, Lakshmikant Jha, when India was not noticing growth of tourism happening despite more than 15 to 20 years of independence. And that committee that was set up, it was an ad hoc committee, they did a great research to find out, I'm taking you back in the 60s, do not compare it what we do get now. Those days, we had no international branding. No 5-star hotels existed. We still had the old type of buses. We never had the entertainment, light and sound show. And that ad hoc report suggested, which is considered now as the foundation of facilities that have been offered. And after we picking up market economy in 1992, then the whole tourism scenario gone into e-governance and things have changed drastically that we saw in the previous chapter of information and communication technology output. So we have understood in detail ad hoc reports. Another research that goes on is based on the quantitative. The quantitative techniques are often used to give some basic indication of motivation. So what is the quantity technique that we are talking to count? But how will people get motivated? Some indication given. To understand further, these methods can be statistically representative of the marketplace. So the market has, this is an example, this restaurant has attention of it, Indian food. Say you are talking a new restaurant launch in New York. So it has an Indian food. What is the footfall of people coming in for Indian food who are not Indian, who came there only to eat Indian food, and that type of a quantitative exercise. So out of 100 guests who came and dined at that Indian restaurant opened up in New York, 70% were Indians. Only 30% came in who were not Indian on a daily basis. This type of research is called a quantitative research, where a sample size and sampling method is used. So what it includes, where is this done? It is done on the basis of mail or email surveys. Marketing research also includes online surveys. Some telephone surveys also happen in the traditional format. They will handpick some people and will call you, like you get when you connect to Jio. You will speak to some customer service. You will get a feedback form sent through a telephone survey or in-house customer survey that's being carried out as a market research category. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. We are counting on the method of different surveys, and we pick up now the quantitative technique that is generally used, and we have seen in previous slides different surveys that have now we have in for us to study about the method adopted by utilizing mail and email surveys as a method. And in that, of course, the description refers to what they do is a questionnaire, which is mailed or forwarded or emailed targeting groups or to database of contacts. This is the focus. What is the advantage of this quantitative survey through email is to, it can cover a large number of people to whom you can address through email. And of course, even the internet service provider and other support that you get in this survey, you get support to target X number of audiences, and you would get, and at a very low cost, because you are getting bulk SMS pricing for that. So this is considered that from the cost point of view, it is having an advantage on it. As well as the respondent can be contacted as compared to other methods. And anonymity allows candid input, no interview bias. So basically, person can comment comfortably because on an interview or a personal call, certain things may go and may be taken in the quantitative technique, other techniques as a biased opinion with regards to marketing element. So we look at the disadvantage as well, because when you do a SWOT analysis with a description and advantage over it, so what are the disadvantages? With low response, when email goes, none feels, you know, obliged to answer that, because it's your own choice, there is no pressure onto that, and at times there is a low response. And because of the low response rate, out of getting the correct information may not be reached. Some of the surveys of this type, to attract, they offer some sort of, you know, incentive, like all the names would be pooled in, and out of the selected name, somebody would get some advantage and so on, or some gifts, etc. But it appreciates mailing lists, they may not be available, and it could be experience also. Expensive at times as well for a specific number of email that you would show. So no control over response. This is the biggest disadvantage. Because once you send, it's not obligatory on the part of the receiver to respond. So this is, we don't have any control in this type of quantitative technique used for email surveys. And then again, there is low response rate, possibly late, because not everybody looks on their email on a daily basis. So time frame also is a disadvantage, what I think. In quantitative technique, there are some online surveys that are done. And the description adopted in this technique of online survey is extension of above method into quantitative, and based on easy to use software, that is SurveyMonkey, which is very common, where you can make your own survey, that was designed to collect analytic approach and so on. Target customers group completes the survey. So whomever it is being sent with the help of that software, you can do that and design as per the needs. So you can make your own survey under this software. And survey's results are gathered and analyzed automatically, because that the software, how it has been designed. We look at the advantages. We have to count on the advantages. It allows respondents to make take their own time to complete the survey. Time frame, again, as I stopped in the previous slide where I said in the email, even on online, possibly it takes its own time. And no use of paper, it's a big advantage. And it's a quite friendly environment, because nobody is taken, no opinions are formed after getting these online surveys responses. It is just together as a survey format. Also, online surveys can be, can administrator and skip logic technique easier than a paper-based survey. So this also is an element that works. But coming to disadvantage of this quantity technique refers to people raise ethical concern, such as, and such surveys can be seen as intrusive. Internet facility may not be available to all the respondents, which is quite a matter of concern, because not internet is at everyone's fingertip, especially from the countryside if this has to be done. And then technical problems may also occur, which is very common in areas where internet services are not valuable. So with this disadvantage, understanding on the quantitative techniques used for online survey,